Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're joined by Paul McNamara from Cutler McNamara Communications, and we're talking about the Survival Depot, which is a company. It's an online company where people can purchase survival gear. Are we back into that, Paul, the survival gear mentality?
Well, Phil, if you're an American today, it's getting a little tougher and tougher to remain strong in the face of things that would indicate that the American people have pretty much failed in their mission to stop terrorism. And
why do you say we have failed in our mission to stop terrorism?
Well, it looks more and more like we're going to vote for John Kerry, and that, I think, is whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, is a bad sign. But the good news is, the American people can prepare for the inevitable terror attack that's going to take place. That's why we have the Survival Depot. It's a great resource for people who want to protect their families. We've got an inventory that's second to none. We have noxious gas protection, lightweight Kevlar, things like that. So the inevitability, as I say, especially of a radiological bomb, we've got everything from Geiger equipment to detect radiation to lead-lined coverall and the coveralls. And the great news is all of this equipment is right now marked down about 50%. The bad news, though, is the longer you wait, the more we go through the summer months on into the fall toward the election. The price is going to go up.
Well, this inevitability you're talking about of a terror attack is based on Kerry getting elected?
I've analyzed that. You have to understand that as a businessman, I've traveled all over the world. And it's not just Kerry. It's the Spanish attack, the Madrid attack. I'm a salesman by trade, and I have sold products on all continents. And I can tell with assurance the terror strike in Madrid has been so successful that the stock market is going to, you know, it's obviously going through the floor. The gas prices are going through the roof, and George Bush's popularity is beginning to fall. All it needs is one little push, and Kerry is going to be president. I can assure you that little push is going to be another terror strike in the United States, probably this summer, is what we're analyzing. So in a way, you got to admire Al-Qaeda. I mean, the way they like to sweat the American people.
Let's go back here a little bit. Probably this summer, a terror strike. So you're saying based upon Madrid, based upon the success of Madrid?
Based upon the success of Madrid and then John Kerry's popularity, I think Al-Qaeda wants him to be president. But Al-Qaeda also knows how to sweat the American people, as I was saying. They sit back there in their caves and they watch us run around like ants, worrying and sweating. And, of course, I know you have listeners in Canada, but I would say this offer is really only good for the United States since the people of Canada don't have to worry. America, as usual, is going to take the hit so they can sit back on their hockey sticks up there. And
well, this survival gear that you're selling, you're selling it at a discount.
That is correct.
And for instance, we're talking about the noxious fume, which is more—is a gas mask, right?
That is a gas mask. We've got scout headlamps. We've got Thermatux vests. We also have the protection prayer for soldiers as kind of a bandana. We've got a lot of different things, sunglasses as well as the refrigeration units.
And you're saying this is at a discount now?
It's at a discount. I want people to take advantage of it. You got to get ready because I believe the terror strike in the United States will come this summer, at least, perhaps the day of the elections or the 4th of July. See, that's what kind of admiration, if you will, about Al Qaeda. They turn the screws and watch the Americans wet themselves. I sent a telegram to the Syrian ambassador.
Okay, that's I want to get into this. Mr. Hafed Rashid is the Syrian ambassador of the United States. Received a telegram from you, and you expressed your admiration.
No, I did not express my admiration. I said,
"Well, you wanted a message sent to Al Qaeda."
I know Mr. Rashid through business, and I asked that he send a note to Al Qaeda or their agents that while I am an American and I hate everything they stand for, there's a grudging admiration I have for their method.
Well, what kind of grudging admiration can you have for guys that murdered America? What does it make your business better?
Well, this is what Al Qaeda is—an enemy of my country, a country that I love, and yet what they do, scaring Americans, does put money into my pocket. So you have to understand the unique position I'm in, and others like me. It's not unusual.
Well, the others like you are the other members of the survival business.
Well, there's a lot of us involved in it. We all rely to some degree on the ability of any organization to create an atmosphere that's conducive to sales. If you want to call it an atmosphere of fear, that's fine.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Paul McNamara is on with us from the Survival Depot. Looks like survival stuff is back in, as he and others in the survival business are predicting a terror attack here in the United States, without question, by the summer. But you say it could come any time.
Well, it could come any time, Phil. It could come on the election day. It could come on the 4th of July. It could come on Memorial Day. The beautiful thing, I guess you could say, about Al-Qaeda is they know how to turn the screws on Americans. They know how to sweat us down. And they also are big fans of holidays. And so I could well imagine what a terror strike in the United States on election day would be like. And without question, it would mean the election of John Kerry. So all of these things combined means that you need to be prepared. I would say.
All right, I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to have to warn you here, Mr. McNamara, because you're coming off sounding as a little mercenary. You're sounding as if, well, isn't terrorism great?
By no means do I believe that terrorism's great, Phil.
Well, you're coming off sounding like this is a great thing for my business. And
can I interrupt you here and say that
you're coming off and saying I got a grudging admiration for Al Qaeda because guess what, a terrorist strike in the United States is going to be big for the survival gear business.
Well, can I ask you a question? Not you, but the men who are the people who are listening to you. Do you remember how stupid you felt after 9/11 when you were useless to your family, when your wives and your daughters were looking at you saying, "Daddy, I'm scared," and you knew deep down inside there was nothing you could do? Well, now you can. With a survival depot, when the terrorist strike hits this summer, tomorrow, election day, let's face it, it can happen any time. And the way the American people are rolling over for Kerry, it'll probably happen sooner than later, so you have to act.
And not only that, but you sound like you have a real agenda against John Kerry.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's John Kerry or George Bush. What matters is this. The Spanish terror strike set the tone. And so it is now very, very likely, in fact, inevitable, that a terror strike is going to happen. I'm just trying to get people prepared. And I can tell you the items that we have.
So this terror strike that is going to hit the United States, though, you're saying is so apocalyptic.
Well, it's not going to be the end of the world, but it's certainly going to.
No, you're making the noises like a lot of these guys. A terror strike in the United States will be so apocalyptic that we need gas lanterns, and we need this, and we need that, and we need.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with being prepared.
Well, how prepared am I supposed to be? You're saying a radiological bomb, I need to get a lead-lined suit?
A radiological bomb is a dirty bomb. It is a radioactive bomb. It is not a nuclear bomb, but it uses radioactive materials. A lead-lined apron, a lead-lined kind of Kevlar suit, or lead-lined suit, is the first step toward the immediate protection against any radiation. Plus, we have Geiger equipment. But I'm a businessman, and I have traveled all over this world. I've got a real instinct for when these things are going to happen. I've got a real instinct for how the world goes. And I can assure you, without question, we're going to have a terror strike in this country.
So you come on radio shows like mine and get people scared so they'll buy your products.
No, sir, I do not.
That's the effect that you're going to have tonight, get people frightened so they'll buy your products.
If you want to say that it's me getting people frightened, I like to believe that it's me warning people and that there is this inevitability. If you don't want to do anything, that is your business, and you can act any way you want. But it's certainly to your best interests, I think, to take into consideration that Al-Qaeda is very empowered these days. The terrorists are very empowered, and I think that with the strike in Madrid, I think the next stop is for the United States.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Paul McNamara, who is talking to us about the survival depot and about the inevitability of a terror strike. So you might as well get your survival gear now. Emily, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
First of all, anyone that has a business making money off of Al-Qaeda and scaring American citizens into buying survival equipment needs to stop their business. The fact of the matter is there were nuclear threats several years ago, several decades ago.
Well, I think if we're speaking about the possibility of terror strikes, we have to be realistic about it.
We have a strong president. We have a strong president now, and frankly, I'm not fearful of a terrorist attack.
Certainly, but then we didn't expect one on 9/11 either, and look what we got. What I'm just simply trying to do is prepare people, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that I'm breaking a law, certainly, and I think at the end of the day, you'd probably thank me.
I don't think I'll be saying thank you. I didn't say thank you to people that created the fear of having nuclear shelters underneath their houses, and I don't think I'll be thanking you for making a business off of.
Well, can I walk you? Let me walk you down memory lane. You remember on 9/11? How prepared were you?
I was not.
Okay. Well, do you want that to happen again? No, of course you don't. What's wrong? You know they're going to hit. That's just a matter of.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Oh, come on. I mean, they hit Spain. The job they did in Spain was so successful that they can't help but want to come after America now. And why not be prepared is all I'm saying. We've got a special right now on the, as I mentioned, the lead line suits, the radiological bombs. Are you a mother, ma'am?
No, I'm only 21 years old.
Well, someday you hope to have children, I'm sure. And
yes.
A radiological bomb is going to put a stop to any hope you have of having kids if the radiation is able to contaminate, your ability to have children. So what I'm saying is this kind of equipment is something that can certainly help you.
Well, why put a young woman of 21 in fear that she'll never have children again to buy a lead-lined suit?
Well, if the day comes that they do hit us with a radiological bomb and Emily someday wants to have a child and can't have a child, Mr. Ennie, is she going to blame me or is she going to blame you?
How many people do you think this scare tactic
Why would you risk your life and the life of your unborn children by being arrogant? That's all I'm
saying. Sir, I risk my life by getting in my car every day.
Well, I think that's a very simple thing to say.
Accurate thing to say.
I don't know if you know how accurate it is, since you probably haven't experienced the kind of horror that I have in my life seeing a lot of these terror attacks, but I can assure you that they're not very friendly looking.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I respect that. But my point is, there were threats
Do you want to give birth to a mutant?
No, sir.
All right, then radiological lead line.
Why would you say something like that?
Because there are millions of young women like Emily who will give birth to mutants if a radiological bomb is released.
These threats were there years ago in the Cold War, and the fact of the matter is we had a strong president who didn't back down in the face of terror, same as we have today. President Bush, he's not afraid of these guys. He's gone out there and he's hunted them. And that's why I'm not afraid.
Well, Bush may not be president. I mean, they're going to get this Kerry guy in there because the American people are afraid. Emily, I admire your courage, but you're all alone.
All right, Emily, thank you for your call, though. 1-800-449-8686. When you say millions of young women giving birth to mutants...
Well, the inevitability of a terror attack and the high probability that it's a radiological attack means that you're going to have an awful lot of young women who are in their childbearing years giving birth to mutants, permutations, genealogical transformations and transfixations because they didn't protect themselves. Now, if you're a young woman in her 20s and you want to give birth to something that is barely human, that is your...
I think that is just the worst kind of fear-mongering. Give birth to something that's barely human. We're not living in the Cold War any longer.
We're living in a time, Mr. Henry, when someone can walk into a...
Well, we're living in a time where there is a threat of terrorism, yes. Everybody used to say that anthrax was going to be this, that, and everything else. We found out that anthrax had a limited threat, and I'm sure the same is with radiological weapons. As a matter of fact, radiological weapons, the chance of it spreading to much larger areas affecting millions of people as opposed to maybe hundreds is very low.
Mr. Henry, I've been a businessman and traveled this entire world, and you're talking, if you'll pardon me, right out of your rear end, because I can tell you...
No, I'm not talking out of my rear end. I could get anybody on here as an expert. And to say that young women...
These young American women are extremely selfish to want to bring generations of mutants into the world, where the earth is crawling with mutants, and we're living underground at some point. I think that if I was a young American woman who cared about her country and cared about the future of her country, Al-Qaeda is ready to strike. The Survival Depot has the things that will keep your child from coming out mutant.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Paul McNamara, who is with McNamara Cutler Communications. They run the Survival Depot, and their feeling is that there is a very high probability of a terrorist attack now in the United States because of the success in Munich, or in Madrid, I should say. And there's a high probability it'll be a radiological bomb, which means women of childbearing years will give birth to mutants. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Paul McNamara joins us of the Survival Depot. We're talking about survival gear. You know, I remember when all of this stuff was really popular after 9/11. Everybody was frightened, especially the anthrax attacks and everything like that, and we sort of got our heads about us. It seems, Mr. McNamara, you know, guys like you just play on the fear again to make money.
That is the criticism, Mr. Hendry, and I will tell you that I am not immune to having my feelings hurt, but I'm a businessman.
Well, yeah, I understand. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but for God's sake, can't you understand that there are people who will see this and simply say, this guy's trying to make money. He's trying to fearmonger.
I did not invent the train bombing in Madrid. I did not invent the bombings that we've seen recently by Al-Qaeda, and I did not invent their communication saying that they want to come after the United States again. I'm simply here to try to provide a service, a much-needed service, especially our young mothers out there. If the radiological bomb is used as a terror weapon, as I imagine it will be, because there will be a terror strike in the United States, there will be...
You know, you're not even a politician. You're not a diplomat. You're not a defense specialist. And you saying there will be a terror strike.
Mr. Henry, I've been a salesman all over this world. I've seen a lot of things.
Well, being a salesman and a diplomat are different.
Well, if you are saying to millions of young women in America tonight, don't worry about a radiological bomb, and the next thing you know, they give birth to a thing instead of a human.
Well, this idea of giving birth to mutants, it would scare anybody. And I think it's a little overblown.
Again, you can say I'm overblowing the threat. But I would show you Madrid, and then I would tell you that there are radiological bombs that are being shot right now, and you've got young women out there that would like to give birth to a bouncing baby boy, not a thing that could possibly harm them or members of their family.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Glenn. Glenn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. First of all, I agree with the caller and the host. This guy is such a salesperson. He's so proud of that. He has no substance. If you hear him, he repeats everything over and over again. There's no substance to what he's talking about.
Well, the
he's
substance trying to make is everybody what I'm scared. Trying to get everybody to understand what the threat is.
No, there's no, you know what? And you said something to the last caller about not being prepared for 911.
Right, were you?
You get a suit and then we wouldn't have been crushed by the building? Whatever. Our government should have been prepared. We all need to be on guard, but we don't need to live in fear. And I resent you being an American acting like you hate Americans.
Oh, man,
you need
man,
to go live somewhere else. We need
I'm
to appreciate where we live.
Of course, and I'm not the
and
one.
And we have a great president who has protected our country.
The American people are the ones that have put themselves in this position by wanting to vote for John Kerry. I'm trying to protect humans from the possibility of radiological mutation. And I don't think there's anything wrong with warning a young lady or even a woman of advanced years such as yourself that you need to have...
You have no compassion. You have no compassion. You're coming off as very cold, money-hungry, not very intelligent, because you keep repeating.
Point.
I don't know if you've got a script, but you keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
What have I repeated over and over again? I'll try Madrid,
the radioactive suit, Madrid. I mean, it's
am I making that up? Am I making up Madrid?
What are you doing? What items do you have? And how much
ma'am,
are these things?
Let me
it's
ask
so
you,
ridiculous.
You know, I can do this very simply. Did you ever see the film Alien with Sigourney Weaver?
Yes.
Do you want something like that coming out of you?
Oh, that is so far-fetched.
Well, wait a second.
Ma'am, you may question the way I sell product, but the day you give birth to a baby girl with a hole in her chest, you'll wish you spent some time at the survival store.
Are you concerned about the people who smoke cigarettes that have distorted this, that, and the other? Are you worried about the people who drink?
Ma'am, that is not my inventory is survival and core. I'm not a doctor. I do what I do. Yeah. I sell survival equipment, and I'm trying
to
tell
you.
You
are a salesperson. You keep saying it. You are a salesperson. You are a businessman.
Right. When you're wandering through the radiation and struggling your way through the rubble, you'll remember you had this conversation with me.
Yeah. So how many people are buying your products?
We're doing very well, thank you.
There was mutants.
We're doing very well. Yeah, you go ahead and make jokes. You know, they laughed at Noah, too.
Whatever.
All right, listen, Glenn, thank you.
You know, people that say whatever, I really have a violent, I get violent with them. I'd like my chicken, my children to be able to...
just like the Al-Qaeda if you get violent. You can't live in
fear. I'd like my children to be able to walk to school. Yours would be dragging their fins.
Oh,
whatever.
Jesus. All right.
Whatever.
You know, let's grow up, huh?
Let's grow up.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Next terror strike is inevitable in the U.S. Phil Hendry Show.
One 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I have Paul McNamara on the line with me of the Survival Depot. Now, let me ask you, Mr. McNamara, because I've heard my listeners say this. We don't have anything to fear. President Bush has been a very good president when it comes to defraying, when it comes to deterring and defending us from terror strikes. So why would we need to invest in survival gear now?
I heard those comments, and I don't know whether your audience is not listening or whether they're slower than a lot of these talk radio audiences that I've been to. I mean, I have...
Well, let's not offend my audience. What is your answer?
Well, my answer is this. You may not have George Bush as the president. You see, Al-Qaeda changed the government in Spain. They want to do the same thing here in the United States. So a terrorist strike would get Ralph Nader or whoever it is. It'd probably get Ralph Nader. I mean, that's how bad the American people right now are feeling. Look, you got the price of oil going through the roof. You got the stock market going through the floor. The American people are so scared right now that they would elect Gary Coleman if they felt that that would keep Al-Qaeda from striking. Now, we have at our Survival Depot, I can put together a safety packet for a family of four, $800. That will protect your family from radiation, deformity, retardation, infertility. This will really increase the improbability of you having a spastic kid or a blind kid or some kid that's... Yesterday, my wife and I were sitting in the car, and I saw a guy going across the crosswalk, kind of walking, as if he had wings, you know, flapping his hands up and down. And I said, look at that. See, that's what's going to be popping out by the millions if these guys get in here with a radiological bomb.
You have an insensitivity, sir, toward people who have these afflictions.
No, I don't. I have a realistic view, Phil.
No, you have an insensitivity, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Cindy, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am appalled at this guy. I mean, absolutely appalled. To the point that I've called in. I've never called a radio show in my life.
You know, I find it funny that people are appalled with me. I'm trying to help this country protect itself from the inevitability of a mutant-producing radiological...
Will you come on with that
mutant... Are you psychic?
Well, I'm not psychic, but I can certainly read the news. They did it in Madrid to change the government. If they could do it over here and change Bush's government, Blair's government, and in London, they'll do it as well.
You know what you remind me of? You remind me of one of those traveling salesmen back in the 1800s selling their elixirs.
Well, that may be true, ma'am, but you know, you can make it about me, but it's about Al-Qaeda and what they want to do to this country.
It's not about you. You're on a political kick, and you don't want...
So you think it's all a big fairy tale? You think it's all a big fairy tale?
I think it's ridiculous that you're trying to scare the American women...
Are you of childbearing years?
Sweetie, I'm 36 years old and I've born four children.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, man is going to be able to scare me or anybody else that I know of into buying some lead-lined suit that you can't prove to me is going to work.
Wait a second. Everyone knows that lead inhibits radiation. Why do you wear a lead apron when you get your teeth x-rayed? Hello?
I don't know, but you know what?
Well,
you're not going
to
put it over your eye sockets, and you're not going to put it over your whole body.
Because
there's
going
to be somewhere for it to seep into, isn't there?
You can get lead contact lenses. There are ways of...
You're going to be flopping around like a fish with the rest of us. So why are you sitting here saying that crap?
I'm talking about you pushing out another mutant when the rest of the world's trying to...
You know what?
To me...
I wish I knew where you were right now, because I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who has the unmitigated gall, I bet you don't even know what that is. How about you go look it up? I bet you don't have any clue. You have no clue about anything that you're talking about.
You wish you knew where I was. You could come and make love for me.
Talk about people with fins. You have lost your mind.
Ma'am.
You know what?
I'm just trying to put an end to these types of afflictions.
You opened a big can of worms, mister, because I'm going to say something.
I want children. Well, what do they look like?
This is what I'm saying.
Well, wait, what does that mean? What do they look like?
Well, if she hasn't got a problem with mutants, maybe she's already popped out three or four. This is what I'm trying to say.
Wait a second.
I'm at your KKK agent, aren't you?
Well, I'm not the one with a southern accent. But anyway,
I don't have a problem with any people.
Ma'am,
but I do have people with you because you're ignorant.
So
and you're on the radio. Oh, my God. How the hell did you make it to radio?
Ma'am, I have...
Look at Mr. McNamara. Rather than engage in insults of my caller, I want to know an answer to this woman's question, which is, you are not psychic. You don't know that there's going to be a terror strike. Yes, Spain. Yes, there have been incidents, but we have a security office here.
Oh, come on. Will you, Mr. Henry? Anybody knows that one radiological bomb, and this woman's got a kid growing a hand out of the top of his head, and then she's going to wish to God I was around with a lead-lined suit. But no, she's giving me crap right now. But like I said to the other lady... They gave crap to a guy by the name of Noah. Maybe you heard about him. He was building a boat. they said, hey, old man, you're stupid. In a lot of ways, I feel like Noah, trying to tell people what, you know, they don't want to listen to me. Go ahead, have a kid with a...
Then why don't you try a different marketing tactic instead of attacking the American women and making it seem like we're so stupid and, oh, my God, there's a bomb. Oh, God, I got to run out and buy this idiot suit for $800. You have lost your friggin' mind.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you that if you don't want to buy the suit, one of your neighbors will, and then they will, when you're knocking on the door wanting you and your three-legged kid to get in, they won't let you in. So, you know.
You know what? I hope some person somewhere tonight does something about you because, you know what?
You have no business on the radio running your mouth. You know, I've been trying
None.
To help the American people, and you're violent. All you want to do is wish ill. I wish good on you. I wish good on
the
American people.
You're wishing good on somebody with hands growing out of head?
No, I said I hope you don't give birth to a kid with a hand growing out of his head. Did you hear what I said?
You're going
to
be the one standing back going, ha-ha, I told you,
You've got four children, huh? And with you
you're
being so cheap,
happens.
Those four kids of yours will be giving birth to kids with heads growing off of their thighs. Thanks a lot.
You know
what is that about, man?
Thanks a lot, all you want to.
Thank you very much.
You need to crawl back in the cave you came from, because you're the only mutant that I've heard or seen tonight.
Very good point, Cindy.
Not psychic. You don't know what the heck's going to happen. You have no right sitting here talking about women like you are. You're sitting here saying we're not smart enough to figure out that you are an idiot and have no clue about what's going to happen. It's kind of like everybody saying, I am the first one to believe in God.
Cindy, you made a very good point.
Coming for years.
You made a good point when you said Mr. McNamara is the only mutant here tonight.
Oh, is that right? Look at you pandering to these women, Mr. Henry, when I'm trying to sell them. Cindy, make sure you don't get your new tail caught in the door.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, my mutant tail is going to get out of my car just fine. The only mutant around here is going to be the one slithering into his bed covers tonight, and that's that poor, sorry sap right there talking.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever? The last caller, you didn't
have
a comeback?
Then whatever.
You know, I wish I knew where you were tonight. I'd come and
you know what?
I'd
I wish I knew where you were,
you know,
too, buddy.
I would make passionate love to you if I found you.
I wouldn't let you get between my legs if it was the last thing on earth I did.
How about a couple hundred thousand?
Only you would try to buy it because you think you can sell something, please.
I try to buy it because I think you're worth it. What do you think of that, Cindy? That's the kind of salesman
I don't think you're worth it.
Well,
I wouldn't sleep with you if you were the last person or mutant on earth. How about that?
Well, go sleep with the mutant you're sleeping with then.
All right, thanks a lot,
Cindy.
I sleep
with a woman every night, baby.
Like I said, mutant.
Idiot.
Whoa!
Idiot!
So you're a dyke. No wonder you've got a problem with America's future. Cut her off?
Yes, I cut her off. You had angered her to the point where she was using some profane language. But I can't say, what do you mean, go to bed with your mutant lesbian lover?
She probably sleeps with something with a hand coming out of her head, and she calls her Betty or something. I don't know.
Here is Aaron. Aaron, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Paul McNamara of the Survival Depot.
You know what? I think that this is crap, okay? How dare you? How dare you? That's all I have to say is how dare you? You do not
do that.
You do not threaten anybody, and don't you dare cut me off. Okay?
I'm not cutting you off. I want
how
to know.
How dare you threaten anybody?
Well,
okay, you do not threaten anybody.
I'm not threatening you, ma'am. What I have here is a lead-lined skirt that you'll look very nice in going out to dinner and can keep you from being radioactively contaminated.
That's crap. I think that this president has done more for us than any other president in this whole entire universe.
Who?
Okay? And I think that you are full of crap, that you probably came from some other country because Americans have the full ability to be able to take care of themselves. And
yes, they do.
Women have the full ability to take care of themselves.
Laren, I agree with that, but I also think Americans, even though we can take care of ourselves, we have a weakness when it comes to being exposed to radiation. And I would hate like heck for you to give birth to something that looks like the alien. That's all I'm trying to say.
So wait a minute. You're saying that only women are afraid of radiation and stuff like that?
Yes, but women
men
are afraid of radiation and stuff like that. Yes, men are not afraid of radiation, though. They have some... Wait a minute. For some reason, men don't fear radiation. They just walk right into a nuclear... Who do you think works at nuclear reactors? Men. Thank you.
Women are just as strong as men are. We can do anything that a man can do.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
I have you know that there are women doctor that has done more than any man.
Well, I agree, but women can't take radiation the way men can. Men can walk into a nuclear meltdown and just go, yeah. Oh, somebody get me a cup of coffee. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Crap.
I don't know what it is, but they can.
What? What are you talking about?
Question. What is your definition of a mutant?
A mutant is something that is so horrifying that it can... It probably has acid for blood and can, you know, live on flesh. And that's what I fear.
The movie Alien is what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, okay. Mutants are probably the best people that have ever come to this earth, okay? If there is, like, severe handicapped people, they are probably the smartest people I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
Are you handicapped?
So how dare you make fun of the mutants or the severe handicapped or anything, because by you saying mutant, you're basically referring to the severe handicapped, and
Aaron,
that's crap.
I can tell you this, Aaron. If mutants are the most intelligent people on Earth, and it may well be, if that's true, then you must look like Marilyn Monroe. Because
oh, well, what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, thank you. You know what? I so appreciate that compliment. I am totally, totally thanking you for that compliment. I love that compliment.
Well, don't you get
thank
it?
You.
It means if you're good-looking, you must be dumb. How could you like that compliment?
Well, we get it. We get it.
Lady, don't want... look, ladies don't want a flipper on your cheek. Don't want a baby with gills and an eye with an arm. Shop at Survival Depot.
You know what? When you have a baby, you know what?
Hey,
us women, we will always be stronger than you men because we have to deal with pregnancies and we have to deal with periods and all this stuff. So us women are always stronger than you men. Always.
Hold on for a minute. I want you to hear something. This is our new isolation tank. And this can get rid of any contamination from a radiological bomb. And are you there, Aaron?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, hold on. Just listen to this for just a second.
Okay.
Okay. See? Now, that's $875, and what that does is it extracts all radioactive cellular material. I'll do it one more time so you can hear it.
No!
Boy, I'll tell you, that's like a wake-up call.
You know what? You're full of crap. That is the funniest thing I've heard in my whole entire life.
That sounds ridiculous. It sounds like a dentist
drill.
Are you guys laughing at me?
Yes, we're laughing at you.
Yes!
Wait a minute. Listen.
I am busting up, cracking up. Like, it's going to go funny.
So in other words, you think I'm a lying sack of crap and all this stuff's phony baloney.
Yeah, that's what we think. We think you're trying to siphon a few bucks off of the American people, just like Y2K when those nuts were going around selling all that crap because of Y2K and it never happened. Same thing with you.
I totally agree.
Aaron, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 19 years old.
Perfect.
Perfect what?
I'm decontaminating. I'll see you later on.
You're,
$1,000, I can help you walk down the aisle. Otherwise, men will be using you as a basketball.
All right, look at Aaron. Thank you very much for your call.
Oh, and, you're welcome.
Wait a minute,
your show is so awesome.
You hanging up on me?
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you, you fruit.
Oh, I'm a fruit now?
Yeah, you're the mutant. How about that? There goes Paul McNamara.